To all church, international audience, blessings to you, beloved. We love you, and we bless you.
Итак, дорогие,
so, beloved, you know, God continues to create even these healings, by the way. Today, we will talk about very unique things, I will tell you.
Unique
spiritual principle, one of the most important principles in the lives of a Christian. You want to hear it?
Вы даже не представляете, дорогие, вы даже не представляете, это очень простые вещи. Но именно, вы знаете, что если сейчас пропустить детям первый класс и посадить во второй, они ничего не поймут. Вы знаете, что сделал дьявол? Он сделал настолько первый класс незначительным, глупым и ненормальным, и все остальные не замечают. Но вы не представляете, первый класс был самый важный в вашей жизни. Если бы не было этого старта, ни второго, ни третьего не было бы. Поэтому, выкрадывая первый класс, ты попадаешь в уникальную проблему, ничего не понимания всего остального.
You understand me?
Сегодня
today,
я буду говорить об очень уникальном принципе. Я так скажу, я чуть-чуть коснулся этого принципа Кёльне, Германии на прошлой конференции. Я скажу, что сейчас я хочу взять этот момент и немножко продолжить его. И, дорогие, то, что я вам скажу, это то, что мы с вами читали, это то, что мы с вами переживали. Но я так скажу, что если ты не углубился и не взял это, не понял это, эти азы, это первый класс, это самое простое понимание, ты никогда далеко не подвинешься. Ты будешь всю жизнь сидеть во втором классе и думать, почему у них математика работает, а у меня нет, потому что ты не знаешь дважды два. Потому что ты пропустил сам.
The very first lesson, the simple things, but quite important functions. You understand that the most simple things are the ones that are most important. The first grade, if you say, you know what, we can't read in the spirit, because in the first grade we didn't learn the alphabet. Is someone understanding me with the spiritual ears? You know, please try to understand the spiritual. I'm not talking about school or public schools and whatnot. I'm talking to spiritual language, to spiritual people, and I'll tell you this again, beloved. A lot of things for some... Why church doesn't move in the spirit right now? Because it doesn't understand what is happening. Because the devil did everything possible so that they could totally miss the first grade. The ABCs, the most important, the basic things. Curriculum. This is where Jesus would breathe in into his disciples the most simple of truth. And then what happens afterwards, you will not understand if you'll never have the first. First of all, you will not understand it. And second thing, you will not be able to walk in it. Your life watch someone who is so successful, and you will not understand why he's so successful. I'm not. We have the same Bible. But you don't know the spiritual ABCs. You didn't learn it. You didn't study it. You missed that. Grade, even laughing at those that were in there, that were in the first grade. Haha, first grader. You understand that. In that first grade, that's where everything is taught that you will need further. So, that was my intro. So, message for today is called Battle for Air. Very unique.
Сегодня буду говорить об одном из важнейших принципов
Today
духовных принципов. Я так скажу,
principles.
Мы не можем пропустить этот принцип. Многие люди не понимают, почему у тех людей исцеление, почему... Знаете,
healing.
Я всегда говорю, что меня Бог не призвал исцелять. Но если Он мне показал внутри что-то, я это высвобождаю, исцеление всегда будет.
If he is telling me to release something, I say it, like a word of knowledge and whatnot, and then there's healing.
Это значит, ты самозванец духовный.
If I don't see something happening in the spirit realm, I will not say it or do anything. Why am I irritated by people that second guess things? Because I am a grown individual in the spirit to know that to guess in God is it's wrong. It is stepping over God's principles. We are training. Not on stage. You understand me? When I come out here on stage, I consider myself and I have to be a grown individual.
Если, вы знаете,
if you don't see something, don't say it. Don't share it. I speak things into the words of knowledge or healing, not that often. I only say it when I see or hear it. 400%, I know. And also probably was battling with God for half an hour. Should I say it or should I not? And afterwards, I have the right to proclaim it in the spirit realm when the Holy Spirit is on me.
У нас развелось христианство, которое сейчас
right
придумывает движение Бога и думает, что что-то получится, когда мы угадаем чьё-то имя. Нет, я люблю всех вас.
Oh, I love
я люблю
all
всех,
you.
Кто любит угадывать.
The ones that like to guess and whatnot.
Я понимаю абсолютно.
I understand.
Возраст. Но я вам скажу, я ни в коем случае не позволю себе
I'll never allow myself to do this ever, ever, because
зависит чьё-то освобождение или чей-то страшный облом.
It could either be somebody's downfall or somebody's breakthrough.
С огнём и не шучу
so I do not play with fire, and I don't joke around with prophecies. I always say, if I don't have it, I don't have it.
Я это не могу придумать, но если есть, Бог показал, это есть.
Imagine it, and if the Lord showed me this, then it's true, then it's yes and amen. So, battle for air. I've noticed this one thing that in the last days I've encountered people that ask God for great, powerful things. Did you notice that? Do you notice those people around you? They're around us right now as well. We're all sitting here because we're that church. They want these things. If we wouldn't want these great big things, we'd be somewhere else. Half asleep.
You'd
wake up when the third preacher is speaking.
Хорошо.
Okay.
не будем углубляться в это откровение.
I'm going to go into this revelation. So,
которые просят у Бога великих вещей, пробуждения, движения.
From God,
знаете,
revival,
movements. В жизни этих людей я понял.
But going deeper into the lives of these people, I understood that their problem is practically all of them give up their positions and now they are awaiting of an easy life, accepted by everybody and you know, supported by everyone. I'll tell you this again. Majority of us, when we are born from above, often, this is the first grade where God starts showing you certain pictures. Certain images, you do not understand anything quite yet, and this is your bonus. You don't understand. You start seeing clearly. There's purity. No one was able to pervert your spiritual vision. And often, why God says, go back to your first love, go back to the very beginning, because that's where it was the most proper or the right way. Some of us, why did I decide to finish this year with this message? And to start the year with this message as well, because without it, you'll be just dead mass, clapping someone all your life, celebrating, praising Jesus, but you'll never ever in your life will become that individual that the glory of God will flow through onto this earth. Only because you missed the very most important element that I will share with you, element of obedience, of seeing things, vision, where you have to separate some things.
So,
generation of our days, it's not profitable for them to have war, sweat, warfare, intercession, whatnot. Now our preachers are just the ones that are constantly panhandling, asking for things, and spiritual people that just like to eat. I want impartation. I want impartation. I'm not against impartation. I'm the first one that comes out when I feel like this Holy Spirit is leading me. But you can receive impartation of success and blessing and whatnot. You don't even need to have laying of the hands. Have you seen Abraham running around asking for impartation from someone? You'll say, well, Elisha asked from Elijah. To receive that sort of impartation, you should have spent your whole life serving Elijah.
Elisha
wasn't just a spirit termite that was just eating stuff all for himself. He wasn't like that. Elijah came to a conference, prayed for Elisha. All of a sudden, he's got double anointing. It doesn't happen like that. Elisha spent his whole life next to Elijah. And in the end, he was battling because Elijah was sending him away. He said, go. And Elisha said, I was working with you all this time. I'm not going to leave you. This is the most important thing, the most interesting thing. I'm not going anywhere. And we remember how the story ends. So, This generation has been brought up as spiritually spiritual termites, constantly eating and asking for more. Somebody painted this picture to us saying that this is a spiritual college or a couple of prophecies or some just saturation of God's glory somewhere rolling around and whatnot. I'll say, let me say this is not in the Bible. In the Bible there's death, there's sweat, people that were paying a price to see God's glory on this earth. They were forgetting their lives and often would die for their dream and not even seeing it come alive. Beloved, we have to come back into the reality of what is a church. Okay? I'm sorry, I'm old-fashioned, but I love truth. Anointing of, anointed men and women of our days rose up or brought up this generation is hungry for more. We're not waiting for God. We're waiting for occasional spiritual superstar. Isn't it so? You say, I'm not waiting for God. I'm waiting for this guy. If this guy's going to come, church, let me, at the end of the year, talk to you truthfully. What if this guy comes? What if they come together?
Bam.
Bam.
Шабум. Шакалака. Будет пук. Дорогие, послушайте.
Beloved, listen.
Должен приехать Бог.
God needs to come.
Хорошо.
Okay.
Я сейчас разогреваю двигатель.
I am warming up the engine.
Сейчас хочу обратиться к тем, кому Бог уже что-то говорил, обещал, что-то показывал.
Said something or promised or shown.
Сейчас я хочу увидеть честные руки тех, которым Бог что-то говорил, показывал,
something with you, showed you.
Что-то вы имеете какое-то пророчество.
You have a prophecy. Raise your hand. Do raise your hand. Don't worry. It's not sort of joke or whatnot. I just wanted to see who I'm speaking to. Raise your hand and wave to me.
Большинство.
Majority of you. Good.
Хорошо.
Okay.
Сейчас.
Right now.
Right now,
there's a moment where the word from God and reality do not match. Something's out of place. Right? Okay? Do you want to destroy all of this today? There's something, misunderstandings and whatnot?
Это было честно. Не очень. Вы знаете, дорогие мои, чтобы вот это уничтожить...
To destroy all of that?
Вот в этом...
In this...
В том, что показал Бог.
What the Lord showed you, and then where you live right now, to bring it all together as united in one, to live in that prophecy where the Lord showed you, where He wants you to be. He continues to show this to you. It doesn't matter if you open up business, you have a family, whatever it is. If this is from God, that word is only going to have a snowball effect. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And you're going to have more depression if you're not in the place where you have to be. You'll have that bother and pain. I know what I'm talking about because I was in this condition many years ago. I understand what I'm saying here.
Итак,
so,
определив то, что большинство из вас видели, слышали, понимали,
majority of you have seen and understand or heard from the Lord,
насколько легко, теперь я хочу задать вам вопрос, насколько
now
легко
I want to ask you how easy it is.
Ты отдаешь то, что Бог дал тебе?
You're giving what the Lord gave you. Are you ready to give everything for that dream that, or the destiny that God has for you? Are you ready to battle for death? For air. Because what I'm going to tell you right now
is
very unique things.
Problem
is in this.
Что большинство из
majority
тех, кто получает видение пророчества, какое-то слово от Бога или четкое понимание того, кто вы. Дело в том, что ты, не, как тебе сказать, ты не собираешься умирать за это, как за реальность. Это где-то там.
Out there, far away.
Послушайте внимательно, я сейчас буду очень потихоньку.
Listen to me very carefully. Little by little, I'll get to what exactly I want to say. So, by receiving the word, how do you find out?
Как дойти?
How to get?
Как по Библии люди доходили от слова до реальности?
People go from the word to reality in the Bible. It's not an easy path. Sometimes it's quite ruthless.
Итак,
you understand? So, look.
Насколько легко? Первый вопрос я задаю тебе.
First question I ask you, and
насколько легко ты отдаешь или отдал то, что Бог
показал
тебе? Самое уникальное,
the most unique thing is when, upon my dream, many years ago, it was in the 90s, many people went against my dream, prophets and pastors and whatnot,
you know,
elders and deacons, individuals who did not understand. You don't need to be angry at them. You know why? Because they don't see what you see. It's not been opened up to them. It's not been revealed to them. You don't need to be angry with them. You don't need to slam doors and argue with them. Say, I'm sorry. We're not on the same address here. First of all, I didn't ask for your opinion.
Listen,
little by little, we're going to bring this distance closer and closer. If you're by yourself, you will make that decision. Are you going to enter next year?
In
this, or are you going to remain upon that bench, continue dreaming and seeing yourself upon every service? You will come and receive a partition at the same time. You receive pain and tears because God is leading you. He's drawing you. God is drawing you to achieve something great for Him. But how do you get there? Because it's so far away. But I'm right here. Here I am.
Just,
you know, simple man. Look. You know why God does not give us anything big or grand? Because we're unable to keep the small that the Lord gave us. You can't even understand. These are ABCs, and now we're studying 1 plus 1. If right now I'm taking the church, placing it into the first grade, and I say, right now we're going to start with this, because right now you will not understand this thing. You will be around people that are more wiser and smarter and more spiritual than you. But at the same time, you'll be more hungry and drier because you cannot.
And
the further you go,
в школе, в 10-й, в 11-й класс, например,
like
чем дальше от тебя первый,
the further,
чем
the first grader is from you, the distance magnifies.
Лет больше, но я ничего еще не достиг.
But I haven't achieved anything.
Я ничего не понял, я вроде здесь, вроде
and I'm not understanding. I'm here, everybody's speaking. Theoretically, we all understand it all. But who is walking in it for real? Okay?
Я расскажу о принципе, который Бог
I'll share
мне
with you this
сказал.
Principle that the Lord
за этот принцип,
with me.
Именно за
for
этот принцип.
For this
в один прекрасный
principle.
День я потерял
one
все
day,
и все,
I lost everything and everyone, including my own
именно этот
family.
Дорогие, но Бог никогда не доверяет что-то, если для тебя что-то важнее, чем то, что Он показал. Вот это первый, вот это буква А, дорогие мои. Если что-то в твоей жизни, человек, послушай внимательно, сам даст тебе мечту, и потом допустит в твоей жизни, чтобы пришли вещи, которые ты хотел.
To come into your life that you desired and wanted, and he will check.
То, что он тебе показал.
Are you going to exchange those things for the
вы
things that he showed
часто,
you? Have you noticed often when a dream comes right away,
сразу,
boss hires you, you get a raise, right away they give you a new car, right away something happens, you go into your house, and you never notice why are these coincidences? It's not the devil, it's not temptation, but God himself gives you an opportunity to see.
Готов или способен ли ты?
Are you ready?
Воевать, стоять на за воздух, за то, чего нет.
You know, for the air, the things that are not there yet, as if they are real and do exist already. And this is it. This is what I can feel right here. It's tangible. Things that I've dreamed about. And here's the word of God that I've dreamed about as well. And there you have to battle and die to self and battle for these things. But here is this other thing. It's tangible. And my work is doing good. And here's my vacation. And new car and all these friends. This is it. Finally, the things that I've dreamed about. It's here. This podium that I've dreamt about. And finally, I can preach. I've been invited, but here, yesterday, you had a word, and you know that podium is not your thing. You have a different word. The podium is just a prototype or test from heaven to check your heart. Majority of us do not pass this test, and I guarantee you, majority of you that are in the building or listen to me right now, you've accepted the things that are visible and forgot the invisible. Keep on shaking your head. I know what I'm saying. Are you receiving something for yourself? Listen, this principle is quite important. If you missed this first grade sometime before. Do not miss it today. It's very important.
Если бы не было того, что я сейчас говорю, меня бы не было. Не было служения, не было бы нас, спасенных людей, не было бы ничего.
If I didn't have whatever I'm sharing with you right now, we wouldn't have anything. I wouldn't have any of these things.
Все начинается с маленького.
Everything starts with small. We do not treasure the small promises of God. We do not intercede for them. We do not defend them. We do not...
На смерть. Мы не хотим потеть. Мы не хотим кровоточить. Мы не хотим...
We don't want to labor and strive. You say everyone will say I'm stupid. Yeah. In my life, they told me I'm an idiot. People looking at me, I was being kicked out and shunned from different churches. They told me, where are you going? For what? Right here, you have open doors. We are giving you an opportunity. My wife is.
She can testify because that's truth. As soon
as soon as they open up the church, right away, they invite me to some sort of radio interviews or some sort of things. I was like, where were you 5 years ago? Why are you all of a sudden here when the dream of God finally is alive in my life? And I feel all my flesh tells me, go, go for it. But my spirit says, don't you dare. And I'm sitting there telling my wife, Svetlana, many years ago we didn't have this church. And I said, listen, Svetlana, some strange reason people are calling and telling me we want your messages, come onto the radio, and give us an interview, signing these contracts and whatnot. And I'm thinking something's wrong. First of all, no one knows me yet. Okay? And I say, if nobody knows me and they want to listen to me, some sort of deceiving thing, because it doesn't work like that. And I said, no. I put all these things aside. Yeah, they got angry at me, dropped the phone on me. And they said, you're never going to count to nothing. If you need help, call us. I said, okay. Goodbye. And then go back into my room. Because that dream that I've seen was so big, so colorful, and so grand that I couldn't just, you know, substitute it for something else. At that moment, the Lord was teaching me these principles, beloved. Once the Lord revealed to me certain things. When He gives you pictures, images, and shows you the directions of your life in the Spirit, everything is finished. Listen. He just needs a man or a woman that will believe into it and will accomplish it. You've heard this before. I want to shake these stereotypes, because right now you did not hear me. Yeah, it is finished. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Oh, you totally is not yet. This is why I'm here, to bring you back. So,
I'll ask you a question.
God asked me this question. He asked me, son, tell me, what is reality for me? So, sonny, what is reality for me?
Ну, ты есть дух.
You are spirit. So for you, reality is spirit or spiritual life.
Блин, так почему же ты до сих пор кажется тебе, сынок?
So why is it that you think,
что когда я тебе что-то сказал,
that when I tell you something,
это нереально?
Is unreal.
Так, тихо.
Мозги на месте сейчас, нормально, да? How's your head? Is
я
it on his shoulders?
Слушай,
tell
me
you this again.
Да, я знаю. Сейчас чуть-чуть пошло немножко, знаете?
Yeah, I know, it's kind of glitching, whatnot. Hold on. It's first grade, same principle.
God asked me a question
that took my whole life. And then from that moment, my whole life transformed into something completely different. This is why people say, he's crazy. Why am I crazy? In the eyes of people, because I believe into something that already does exist. I am building upon the blueprint of God. It has been invested by God into my spirit, into my mind. People say, that can't be true. We don't understand. I'm sorry. I'm not here to, you know, explain myself to you. I'm here to enter and walk in. You call it this. You call this reality. That means everything that God has is not real. Let's go back into it from another side. If your head is still on your shoulders. If everything God has, all heaven is unreal, then.
Ой, глянь.
О, look at that.
Мне нравится наблюдать за вашим глюком.
I love watching your faces when you're glitching.
Да.
Yes.
Итак.
So.
Вы знаете, Бог умеет задавать
God
вопросы, Он мне эти
really
вопросы задал.
Ask questions. He asked me these questions that I, like, really took the door off the hinges.
Бог это значит,
I said,
по мнению церкви,
apparently,
тебя нет. Говорит Бог,
how
вот
the church thinks then, you don't exist. And God says, yeah, that's why you were all these problems.
Я для церкви до сих пор нереальная личность.
God says, I am still an unreal individual for the church that shows the pictures that have to happen.
А они уже созданы и есть, потому что Он есть.
They already created and already finished because God is spirit.
Творить ничего другого.
And He cannot create anything else.
Дух.
He creates spirit.
Кто-то тут?
Someone with me?
Сближаются вещи?
Is it coming closer?
Вот I mean, мы ее сблизим.
Two substances will finish this.
Опять же, я говорю, again, тема для первоклашек.
This message is for the first graders.
Серьезно?
Seriously.
Я не шучу,
seriously,
не
I'm not kidding, I'm not exaggerating this message. This is where everything starts. If you will not understand this, you can't go far. You have a head full of doctrines, full of someone's prophecies.
Знаешь, почему у тебя голова полна чьих-то пророчеств?
Your head is full of someone's prophecies because you still don't know who you are, you haven't heard his prophecy for you. This is why you're full of other stuff.
Книжек, пророчеств,
books, prophecies,
служений, учений, потому что тебе не открыто в духе, кем ты уже являешься.
Who you are already.
Нормально?
Is it good?
Запивай. Проглатывай.
Just drink. Oh. Drink it deep.
Вот я сейчас дошел до сути.
Right now I got to the very core of the message.
Итак,
so,
Бог мне задал вопрос.
God asked me a question again. I'm repeating it like a teacher, repeating it
twice.
Чтобы
все улеглось.
So we can finally memorize it.
Итак, почему?
Why?
Бог делает так.
Does it this way?
Потому что Бог есть дух.
God is spirit.
Творит Он в духе.
Creates in the spirit.
Для него это реальность.
For him,
ничего
for
не значит и не значит.
Is not that important? Are you with me?
И поэтому все, что реально для тебя,
that is real for you,
это абсолютная нереальность у Бога.
Totally unreal for God.
И поэтому, когда Он говорит,
so when he says,
ты исцелен,
you're healed.
Догоняем, нет?
Are we getting it?
Ты исцелен.
You're healed.
Нет, ты не понял.
Oh, you don't get it.
Тело — это не реальность.
Body is not
тело — это последствие
body is
той реальности, и в которой мы живем,
of that
и что мы вообще
we live in and what we desire.
Хорошо, объясняю.
Okay. Let me explain this way, hopefully.
Хорошо. Будь здесь, будь здесь.
Just be with me. I'm not going to run far.
Богу, я спросил, если у тебя Бог все реально,
if you've got everything is real,
так зачем я тебе нужен?
Why do you need me?
Ну, честный вопрос.
Seriously, that's a truthful question. Why do you need me?
Ты что сделал?
You've done everything. Said,
мне нужен кто-то,
I need someone.
Достаточно ненормальный,
crazy enough,
который начнет делать так,
that will start doing
как будто это уже все есть.
The things as if they already do exist.
Потому что
because
это уже все есть.
It does exist.
Когда Бог показывает тебе свое видение, кто ты,
are,
ты должен понять,
you have to understand,
Он живет вне времени.
He lives outside of time.
У него нет сын,
he doesn't
я
have
тебя
I am gonna get you to this point.
Запомните, у
remember,
Бога
with God,
в Духе процесса
in the spirit,
нет, потому
no process,
что нет времени.
Because there's no time.
Процесс
it is
находится
instant.
Там,
process
где есть время.
Is in, that area where there's time. So with you, you just need to get, finally get reality
Бога.
Of God.
Ты уже там, ты
you're
уже тот. Ты просто должен это вложить сюда и сюда,
and part it
и уже
жить.
Как будто ты в этом.
As if you're in it.
Богу с Гедеоном
God
надо было колбаситься столько времени.
Spend so much time to convince him. Only because.
Потому что Гедеон,
Gideon,
который видел Бог, и Гедеон, который видел Гедеон, это были два
himself, they were completely two different Gideons.
И ему нужно было
and
иди,
go, at least
я
hear what you're saying. I've told them who you are. You don't know it, but they know. You're still making excuses, and they said, that's it, that's it, it's finished. The guy's coming. I've seen a dream. He's going to just annihilate us. The sword of the Lord and Gideon. And Gideon is somewhere hiding in the bushes, wetting himself, so afraid.
Бог ему еще пытается трава, мурава, кожа там.
Try here.
Он ему пытается сын.
On the skin, sheepskin, or on the grass and whatnot. You know, sometimes with God, that takes a lot of time.
Чтобы ввести тебя.
To lead you.
Не в то, кем ты будешь. Into
not who you will be. This is where the thing is. Not who you'll be, but who you are.
Ты здесь?
Are you with me?
Как только ты увидишь картину
от Бога. As soon as you've seen the picture from God.
Совершилось!
It is finished.
Точка!
Period.
Это уже ты!
It is you!
Now, лесом.
Demons, go away!
Я теперь знаю, кто я!
I know who I am!
Я теперь точно понимаю!
I know!
Для меня займет процесс!
It'll be a process for me, but the picture
is
already in there.
Ты здесь?
Are you with me?
В тебя уже должно быть вбито Богом код. Информация того, кто ты.
Code information of who you are.
Мужики, когда качаются,
when guys are working out, weightlifting, they don't see themselves slim. They see themselves buff and muscular.
Мужики качаются, да?
Any of you guys work out here? Anybody?
Ты смотришь на него и думаешь,
you look at him and you think,
блин, что он там видит?
What does he see in there? He's barely holding up the dumbbells.
А внутри у него
but inside he has this image.
Я смотрю, он
and I watch him, I'm thinking, why are you even bothering? And he's like oiling himself up, so shiny, by the mirror.
Ты смотришь, думаешь,
and you're watching this,
Боже,
thinking, God.
В спортзал, в кофте вышел.
I said, if I was him, I'd come to the gym in the sweater.
Ну,
if I look like that.
But
I said, I'm sitting there in the corner working out, watch these people, first graders.
Как он там растягивает сухожилия
свои. Stretching his sinews and ligaments.
Потом уже болеть неделю будет, я знаю.
It's gonna hurt for about a week, I know.
Но когда я смотрю на него,
I look at him, I see in his eyes that he really does not see this reality.
Он видит накачанного мужика.
He sees this buff guy, tan, with ripples, muscles, everything is oiled up.
So what
if he is oiling up his bones right now? His head, he is powerful. He's big and massive. Have you seen women before? We'll touch down on you girls as well. She is just beautiful.
Ни словом сказать, ни пером описать, и ни в сказке высказаться. Там, ну... Okay.
She's quite grand in size.
I can't imagine,
you know, express that image. And she dresses like as if she's 15 years old. This mini skirt that, you know.
Это мини-юбка для
this mini skirt is for one of your legs. Where are you going?
А внутри,
but inside, she is
ну что, что реальность...
this Barbie doll. So what if reality doesn't match? Inside, she has her own picture, image. It's funny,
знаете,
but you know that's how how man is created.
Перед тем, как что-то сделать, он должен увидеть. Ты никогда не начинаешь проект, пока ты не увидишь законченный проект.
Until you see it finished. You understand me?
Никогда. Ты никогда не начнешь полоть грядку. Садить цветы, пока ты уже не увидишь, где цветы, как цветы.
Until you see it in your head, the image of it, how they're blooming and how nice they
smell. Ты потом поехал купить
flowers. Then you went and bought these flowers. You planted the flowers.
Ты привела свою картину в соответствии с реальностью.
Image that you have with reality or reality with an image.
Поэтому я вам говорю, дорогие
so
мои,
again, I tell you, beloved,
значит?
What is it?
Полученное обещание Бога. Наша проблема
See,
является именно там, что нам кажется, что это то, где я должен быть.
God,
это то, кем я должен стать.
Are,
ты не понял. Ты этим
get,
уже являешься.
You
но ты должен совместить реальность его и реальность твою.
Reality reality,
это говорит, что я уже,
already,
что есть вера. Кто-то может
это процитировать? Еврей.
Уверенность.
И что?
Вы понимаете? Вот он ключ. Вот то, что я вам говорю. Уверенность невидима. Это значит, невидимое кто-то должен видеть. Первое.
First of all,
и должен быть в нем
you
уверен.
Have to see and you have to be sure of it.
Уверенность невидимым. Невидимое
sure
я вижу.
Unseen,
невидимое
I see,
вижу.
I don't see
и
the,
я уже
I mean, I see the unseen.
Второе.
Now I'm sure of it now. The second thing
осуществление того, что ты ожидаешь. Другими словами, когда я вижу,
true.
Я
In
уже
words,
этим есть.
What
я
I see, I am already that.
Мне задавала Светлана вопросы много лет назад, когда сидела.
Questions many years ago, she was sitting.
Света, я и еще там.
Света,
Данил
Света,
там где-то сидел, там
Daniel, me.
Нас там трое-четверо сидело.
There was three or four of us.
Света говорит,
and Света's asking
тебя
me,
течет.
Such revelations are being poured out of you, and there's only three or four of us. She can testify to that. You know why that happened? Because I was already walking my total image. My reality was catching up with me. Some people say, give me a position, I'll get into it. No, get into it, and then the position will come itself. David was already a king. Already was a king.
Saul
wanted to be the king all his life.
Он никогда им не был. Слушайте внимательно.
Корона. He was never a king. Yeah, he had a crown. You know, when they anointed him to kings. That doesn't mean he was a king. A king is who God called you.
А если Бог тебя в духе, Саул, не видел царем?
Does not see you, Saul, in the spirit as the king, then you're not a king.
Ты самозванец, занимающий место настоящего царя.
Someone, an imposter that's taking the place of a true king, and then he was chasing the true king, because his soul knew that this is it. That's the guy, that's the king, not me. You understand me?
Едем дальше.
Let's move on.
С того момента для меня самым главным стало то,
the most important thing for me was,
чтобы видеть то, что показывает Бог.
To see what God is showing.
Для меня стало самым важным.
That was the most important thing for me.
В моей жизни, дорогие,
my life, beloved,
двигаться.
I can't move.
Пока я не увижу
until I see God creating or Father creating.
Одна из самых затертых фраз Иисуса и одна из самых непонятых.
Biggest phrases that Jesus
нам
spoke
кажется,
and the one that's most misunderstood. We think that knowledge or understanding is in the simple things.
Ничего. Мы сейчас прочитаем.
But it's quite deep.
Себя,
he says, I do not
увижу,
create
что?
Anything until I see
дорогие мои, не
the, what, the Father.
Ничего делать, Lord, пока это не сотворено Отцом. Вот что говорит Иисус. И говорит Иисус говорит так. Я здесь на земле.
The Father, Jesus says, I'm here on this earth, I'm synchronized with heaven. As soon as it happened there, right away it's legal right for me to do it here on this earth. Because it is finished already there. You understand? How the Father raises up the dead. Where does God resurrect the dead? In heaven? There aren't any sick or dead in heaven. How does it happen? Jesus said, I also do the same thing. John chapter 14. Jesus said that as the Father resurrects the dead
and heals the sick,
so the Son does the same. That says that, Father, where are you? You're there?
What,
do you have sick? Angels are sick? What happened? And Father is resurrecting the dead. Jesus looked. Oh, yeah. Father is resurrecting the dead. Time for us to do it. No. Father already in the spirit came, resurrected everybody, and someone needed for instance, Jesus needed to see it, accept it, and do the same thing. Physical is a secondary element. Primary is spiritual. Without the spiritual, all the options in the physical realm are not legal. Are you with me? I understand when someone walks, it's way more interesting to see them walk. But do follow after me. From that moment, the important thing for me was is to see what God is showing. It was way more important than what I see with my physical eyes. What you see with your physical eyes is not reality because God is a spirit and He creates in the spirit. If you saw it in the spirit, now you have a right to move these pixels around, to command this mountain to move because the Father moved it. You will not move it without the Father.
Итак,
and
я делаю то, что
I
делает
do
отец,
what the Father does because just now and there it was legally done,
сотворено, раз,
created.
И теперь
and
Богу
now
всего лишь нужны
God
послушные люди,
just needs obedient people that will see and will want to be maybe a laughing stock for this world,
Иисус
but to accomplish what God is
скажите
asking.
Мне,
Jesus was a laughing stock of his day of that world, of our
сутки.
World,
поверь,
which normal person
мужика,
will believe
крестье,
into a man that died on the cross 2,000 years ago.
Верить в то,
believe
что
into
его кровью, там на столбах, кстати, много поумирали.
The fact that his blood, by the way, there were more people crucified right there.
Именно веря в него,
on the cross, but him, believing into him, then your belief in him through his shedding of his blood, you'll have forgiveness of sins, you have kingdom of heaven. This is why Bible says you're already seated with Christ in heavenly places, the right hand of God. Whoa. You do not know. You are seated. God is not waiting for something. Everything is finished in him. He's Alpha and Omega, Alpha and Omega, in that one moment, single moment. In him there's beginning and the end. It is finished in him. This is why he cannot let you go, because you don't know how much you love him. Oh, you don't get it, you don't get it. You did not get it.
Вот почему
this is why he is chasing these people that spit at him 20, 30 years, laugh at him, because he knows he already is with you in heaven, and he says, stop showing off, stop doing these stupid things, you love me, you just don't get it yet. You just don't know it yet. You understand me?
Okay.
Okay, let's move on. We're not going to go too far. That's second grade. Go back to the first. We're
going
to do some time travel. So, God asked me a question. What is my reality? That took me some time, because this question really knocked me off my feet. God really knows how to ask questions and what sort of questions. I said, God is spirit, everything is in the spirit. He says, son, everything that you know or think about me is unreal. Everything that you think God will create, you live this way, you talk about it, you all preach it, and you believe into it, that this is reality. And everything else is a dream from God. We call it a dream from God. It's reality of God. He needs a person that will
знаете,
go. You know,
with the people of Israel,
they had victory, said, go, I give you this land. In the spirit, not in the time. Outside of time, it was their land. He just needed brave people that will go into that land and do what they're told. So, are you ready to see the picture or this image to become an idiot in the eyes of everybody
for
the fact that you will battle for this air, for the invisible things, and eventually walk into the reality that has been created for you. The most important thing is not to enter, but to see. You'll say, oh, you've entered. Yeah, I entered into what I saw. God does not create if he's not planning something. I'm not creating if I'm not planning on doing something. So I'm entering to whose plan? His or mine? Into his. Do not walk into yours. You'll have a problem. Then you'll have to be God and king and whatnot, and daddy and everybody else. Look. Everything has to be taken care of there. John.
Послание от Иоанна, 5 глава, 19 стиха. Давайте
посмотрим
прекрасные слова. Говорит Иисус.
John 5:19.
На это Иисус ответил вот так. Говорю вам истину. Сын сам по себе не может
делать ничего. So Jesus answered
him
by saying, I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you, the Son is able
Смотрите,
to do nothing of himself of his own accord. Remember why
свой
Jesus
город, где он родился,
entered into his city where he was
и
born.
И там не принял.
No one accepted
и написано,
him there.
Он не хотел. Написано, он не мог совершить там никакого.
And it said that he could not
Только на немногих,
do
написано,
any of the signs and wonders. It says that he laid hands on some
чудес
and healed them. But there weren't any signs or wonders.
A portal
of wonders was closed.
Что
just a couple of healings.
Это
what is that?
Том,
that says that God is not creating. You understand me?
Бог не творит.
God was
он
not
пришел,
creating there. He came.
Радаром прощупал. Говорит,
went through
пожалуйста.
His radar. No.
Nope.
Let's move on. You understand me?
Дорогие мои, Beloved, больше всего желаемого мной.
More than anything, I desire for all of you to stop listening.
А один раз услышал и увидел его.
But to one time hear and see him.
Именно
That's
там.
It.
Это ты. Именно
This
там.
Is where you at.
Реальность
This
твоя.
This is where your reality is. Even if you yourself
то,
don't believe,
Gideon,
like Gideon, he did not
это
believe. He does not
это
say.
It
doesn't say anything. God says, "You no. I'll work on you."
Дорогие,
so this is why I say, beloved, I took this end of the year and the beginning of the new year, so that we could enter with this new understanding, this new mindset.
Я прямо сейчас.
Right now,
кем Бог сказал я буду? Он сказал.
God said, "I'll be you." God said, "I will paint."
У тебя из бедрума твоего,
pictures,
из твоего, из твоей спальни должна превратиться в картинную галерею.
Then your bedroom or your house has to become a gallery of prophetic art, if that's what the Lord told you. You understand me? And we're waiting when doors will open. Doors are not going to open. You open the doors by seeing what God is showing you, by being sure what you see in the spirit realm and then making it come true. You have to do it. Expecting it and waiting for who's waiting? You. I'm making it come true. I'm saying I'm building the platform, the real platform, and right away onto the real comes the supernatural. Supernatural never comes first. Supernatural says, okay, the fire will not come onto the altar of Elijah if the altar is not going to be built. Oil will not flow out of the containers if you allow the containers. As soon as you run out of containers, the oil stopped running out. We have to understand this principle. So, I am sure, number one, step first,
just
completely believe that this is God. Second thing,
second
step is stepping into who you are.
Кем он тебе сказал быть? Доктор?
He said, who are you? Who are you? Доктор, пастор?
Начинай учиться, начинай читать. Начинай проповедовать, начинай. Сколько тебе человек слушает сейчас? Один с одним говори. Ну, говори так, как будто
talk to one person as if there's a masses. You understand? You hear me?
Веди себя так. Светлана, мы женились. Она всегда уже. Я работал целыми днями, она была дома.
She was at home.
Я приходил домой, она вела себя как лидер прославления. Постоянно.
As a leader of worship, she walked around the house with a microphone, recorded herself, sing karaoke. Who needed those recordings? Nobody needed, but she was walking in that image, and I saw it with my own hands, with my own eyes.
Нас не то, что там слушать не хотят, нас видеть не хотят. Я не буду вдаваться в подробности. Света знает. Она ходит и ведет себя как... Лидер прославления.
Посмотри на реальность. Look at the reality.
Реальность лжет.
Reality is lying.
Еще раз говорю, твоя реальность лжет.
I'm telling you, your reality is lying.
Говорит, что ты не захотел ее перерисовать на реальность.
This is that you didn't want to exchange it for the reality of God.
Бог дал тебе прекрасную возможность.
God gave you a wonderful opportunity.
Он дал тебе этот мир, который не совпадает, чтобы дать тебе картину и дать тебе возможность перерисовать все.
The picture that you have from him so that you can repeat everything.
Смотри, Бог дал тебе чертеж, и потом дал кучу полен, и сказал, это уже дом.
A lot of different
и жизнь наша, жизнь,
material, and said, this is the house.
Это процесс.
And this is how our life is. It's a process with all these building materials. But you already live in this house. You have the image of this house. You know how it looks. You're in it already because he гейв it to you.
И наша жизнь,
and our life,
это полено. Мы подгоняем. Оно должно стоять здесь.
Building material. This is where this has to be. This is where this goes. Why? Because I've seen it.
Некоторые из вас не могут оставить грехи, потому что
some of you can't leave your sin behind
because
you don't see the real you.
Некоторые из вас не могут начать двигаться по пути Бога.
Some of you can't start moving towards God in relationship with Him because you don't see, you don't believe.
Для тебя до сих пор ты это вот это ты.
You still think this is you. This is you. But you have to see something so further outside of this.
Чтобы это потом входило в то, что ты видишь, что показывает Бог.
Than to enter into what God is showing.
Сын сам по себе не может делать ничего. Он может делать только то,
is not able to
что
do
видит,
nothing of himself of his own accord, but he is
отец.
Able to do only what he sees the Father doing.
То, что делает отец, делает
whatever
и
the Father does is what the Son does in the same way.
Все,
the Father dearly
сам.
Loves the Son and discloses and shows him everything that he himself does, and he will disclose to him, let him see greater things yet than these, so that you may marvel and be full of wonder and astonishment.
Итак, когда Бог что-то показывает,
so when God
это
is showing something, it does exist.
Теперь от тебя зависит сейчас процесс того,
this is why it all depends on you. Would you want to do it?
Не движешься по отношению к тому, что ты увидел. Это говорит о том, или ты эту картину придумал сам, или ты не веришь и не хочешь двигаться.
This is why I never, ever.
Если в твоей жизни не происходит ничего, не обижайся на Бога, потому что им была показана картина при твоем рождении свыше. Через несколько пророков, книг, телепередач, каких-то проповедей, тебе было доказано, что это твоя позиция. Она со всех сторон была доказана. Это говорит о том, что сейчас самое время встать и двигаться. Никто не верит. Это не их дело. Они войдут в реальность попозже.
They will eventually catch up with you, with your reality.
А за мной никто не
пойдет. Oh, no one will go with me. You don't need anybody.
Они не смогут не пойти,
they
когда
not,
Бог скажет.
Not be able to go when God okay. says it.
И мы сидим, ждем.
And we're sitting,
разбитого корыта.
Waiting for something.
Бог сказал,
God said,
а где моя группа прославления?
Give me these people. Where's my worship?
Бог сказал, что я лидер ячейки. А где моя ячейка вообще?
Home group. Where's my home group?
Так вот в этом и дело.
This is the thing.
Она нигде.
It's nowhere.
Она там.
It is somewhere out there.
И ты должен начать
and
действовать.
And you have to start doing something like or behave like a leader of a home group. Come up and you don't say, come to my just newly opened up home group.
А когда вы собираетесь?
When are
да
you
мы еще не собираемся. Я вот жду. Вот когда
it?
Приедете, мы откроемся.
I don't really have the time, but when you will come, this one will do it. That's stupid. You come up and say, I have a home group. And they ask you when. You say, 7 o'clock. What happens there? Listen, wonderful. God is just covering us with His glory. Are you saying, am I lying? No, I'm not lying. I'm saying what I saw. I'm sure of what I saw, the things that the Lord was showing. God, and you say, God is changing lives. Oh, you don't get it. You don't understand how these things work. This is why no one is going anywhere.
Знаете,
you know,
когда я еду на конференцию,
when I go into conference,
я ее уже в духе вижу.
I see it in the spirit.
I always потому что это будет что-то очень
write down not to miss it, because it's going to be something big and
дорогие,
grand, because I see it in the spirit already. Beloved, you have to understand, when you open up a home group, behave and act as a leader of a home group. God is, did God show it to you? Did He explain it to you? So start doing it. No matter how many times they come or not come, continue saying the same thing. Come, God is moving. You have healing come. We're not just trying it. God is with us. He's shown us. I don't believe that something is not going to happen. Please come in this time. Yes, we will be together. We're moving. We're going forward. And they're looking at you and saying, wow. He's so sure of himself. Yeah, that's the thing. God is showing you images so that you could be sure of yourself. If you didn't have these images, then you say, well, we could try. Maybe it'll work. No, in the spirit, it has been tried. It has been shown. In the spirit, Gideon, you're already victorious. Just catch up. I remember they were laughing. I said, yeah. These revelations soon will be heard by thousands. Yeah. These things will be seen, heard. And they were laughing. Oh, your own family disowned you. I said, I don't care about my family. It was not shown to me.
Причем здесь то, что мне не было показано.
So what if... I don't care about the things that were not shown. I was shown this.
И поэтому я действую так.
So that's why I act like I was shown.
И не перестаю удивляться некоторым христианам, насколько легко быстро они переносят свои откровения.
Who have their own revelations. I just ask them. Where?
Где тебя после инкаунтера? Смотри, просто ты вот помните, задаешь такой вопрос. Пошел человек.
Sometimes ask question.
А где ты? Я тебя так давно не видел.
Where are you? I haven't seen you for a long time. Where are you? Have you been? Come, everybody is waiting for you. And then they're long pause. And then their words. I think I won't be with you. And you ask me, how about healings? How about the words?
Которые тебя захватили, а видения, которые ты видел.
How about visions that you've seen?
А затем, как обычно, следует тупейший, ответ.
And then the stupidest answer.
Ты понимаешь, моя родня сказала.
You don't understand. My relative said that they will not come to my wedding.
Что?
What?
На небе свадьба не регистрировалась. Я ее не видел.
I haven't seen his wedding in heaven. I've seen church. I've seen healings. I've seen miracles. I've seen thousands.
О чем ты говоришь?
I haven't seen. What are you talking about? I can't.
Самое кошмарное, плачевное положение.
The most horrible position. When people just give up everything.
Старое поколение евреев без всяких проблем of Jews, сдали свои позиции,
without any
свои
problems,
личности,
they give up their positions, their dreams,
свое будущее.
And their future.
Они не поверили.
They did not believe.
Дорогие, Богу нужен просто человек. Вы видите, как просто?
God just needs a person. It's so simple. Do you understand how simple it is?
Церковь, это просто.
Church, it's very simple.
Ты просто начинаешь.
You simply start acting.
С Нового года. Я умоляю.
Since start a new year, everybody, just make a first step. Whatever stupidest it is, radical or not normal, just try it. Just do it. You say, I can't. That's why there's so few people who do whatever he says. Those people move in miracles. Those people move in supernatural, radical things.
Okay,
look.
Большинству почему-то кажется, что воевать и отстаивать нужно что-то великое, ощутимое и видимое. Но позвольте возразить, дорогая семья, для меня было самое главное отстоять Божью мечту в ее зачатии. Мое мнение, что самое великое жестокое война будет при зачатии, чтобы сорвать твой плод. Сорвать твой плод. Тогда уже видимо все у меня. Да бесполезно срывать. Ребенок уже родился,
when everything is visible,
okay?
It's impossible to take
Но
it away from me.
Тогда, когда еще ничего не видно. Как я вначале сказал, тебе подсовывают слагатель, подделку. Тебе подсовывают что-то похожее на то, что хочешь. Но это не оно, у тебя внутри нет этого.
You don't have this inside.
Это Божья мечта. И мы соглашаемся.
And then we just agree for fake.
Тем самым оставляем самое главное.
And we leave the most important thing. Look.
Моя жена была свидетелем, как
My wife was a witness how I was losing friends after friends, relationships after relationships, and I lost my own family. I was fighting years.
Я стоял насмерть всего лишь за мысль.
I was standing up just for the thought. Right now I'm explaining you.
Кто мог мне это объяснить? Я просто
сидел и думал. I haven't had anybody who could explain this to me.
What if?
If I stay with them, what if nothing's gonna happen? But what if something happens? Right now you say, oh, it's so easy. For you, but it, nothing is easy for anybody.
Try to go through
that. Nobody believes. Nobody wants to be with you. And you have to do this. Do you want to be in something great? But that's how you enter the great. Your Sarah. Your Sarah is gonna laugh at you.
В палатке ржет. Помните, а?
Your Sarah is gonna start laughing at you. Remember?
Вы понимаете, что это было не просто?
Do you understand?
Ой, как бы было классно.
It wasn't just like Sarah says, oh, it would be so wonderful. It was so stupid. They just laughed at it.
Вы видели мечту, которую дает Бог?
Have you seen the dream that God gave you? That it's just like so funny.
Инстанция того, что этого быть не может. Это анекдот.
Laughing is the last stage that shows that nothing can happen. So God just puts people in jokes. And guess what? The old granny, she gave birth. Yes, you will give the birth.
Я на небе с ангелами ржать будем через год.
In a year, we will laugh at angels in heaven.
И ходит Сара. Oh, yeah.
And Sarah is just going like this. Something feels heavy.
Верь.
Just believe.
Аврааму было вменено в праведность, потому что Авраам начал жить в том, что
Abraham was righteous because he started living in what God told him.
Не получил ни на стопу ноги.
And people said, like, he is so such a poor person, he hasn't received anything. But he was the richest person. He walked on this earth like it was his own.
Самый мощный пророк.
He was the greatest prophet.
Посмотри на солнце. Ой, извиняюсь, не надо. На солнце по-другие смотрели. Посмотри на звезды.
Look at stars.
Столько у тебя будет. Посмотри
That's how many you will have, sons you will have. Look at sand, that's how many children you'll have. And he's imagining, and he's believing, and said, that's why you're righteous. Do you hear me?
Так вот, в новом году,
so this new year, when you go to bed, you have to see your stars. You have to see your sand. You have to see your Sarah pregnant. It's in spiritual language. You have to see your Sarah pregnant.
Надо было так тему назвать. Намного больше просмотров бы было.
That's how I was supposed to name my topic, so I would have more views on it. Some people write, we listen to your preachings because of the how you name them. I like the names of my topics. They're unique. Like battle for the air. So people have questions and they start clicking just to listen to it. So do you take anything for you? Are you feeling good today? Happy New Year, church!
Конца света опять не было.
There was no the end of the world again.
Ждем следующий.
So we're waiting for the next one.
У нас уже один сказали, говорит, мы, говорит, нас не испугаешь концом света. Мы
We're not gonna be scared of the new world.
Напугали русских концом света. Да мы жили каждый день конец света был.
In Russia we used to live every day by the end of the world, and we thought.
Кирзаков в мире. Нет лучше кирзы, нет лучше валенков, только наши со знаком. Интересно. Если это такая дрянь была со знаком качества, что без знака качества вообще было? Так, это глубина, куда-то не туда пошел. Хорошо, назад.
So, going okay. back to the topic.
Итак.
So.
Я воевал церковь за воздух,
so I was battling for the air, like for the,
for the
visible reality. That's why whoever knows me, years, everybody who knows me, nothing was moved. Same prophecies. 20 years ago, I still live in them. I still preach about reformation, reformation of the nation. Nothing moved because this dream was given to me by God. If you see people that jump every year from one thing to another, God nothing told them. God told them nothing. That's their interest.
They think,
it's going to be better for them there or there, but God nothing showed them. So you're just going to be a living joke for other people.
Даже если все вокруг тебя говорит, что это все глупость,
if everything around you says it's stupid, just stop it. So just stop and remember who told you about this dream. Starting next year, start living in your dream like it's in reality.
Start growing up,
just put everything around you.
Куда Бог тебя ведет?
Wherever God is leading you, wherever He's leading you, start entering.
Говоришь, ну я не тогда выкинь эту мечту, это не твоя мечта. Не носи ее, оно не твое. Ты лжешь сам себе, думаешь, что кто-то будет. Ничего не придет. Первый шаг делаю я, первый шаг
делаю.
От Бога зависит картина, от тебя зависит факт.
The picture depends on God, and the first step is depending on you.
Ну, жди. Жди.
So you can keep waiting, and nothing's going to happen.
Вы знаете, что поднялось поколение Исавов?
Generation...
Бог не может употребить, потому что при первой выгодной сделке они продают свою позицию и мечту Бога для них. Знаете, почему Бог сказал
Иакову?
А эту тварь я ненавижу.
So God said,
они еще не родились.
Jacob, but I hate Esau. But they haven't even born. What do you mean, God? How can you hate a little baby?
Бог видел. Вы знаете, Бог в Омеге живет. Он в курсе.
He knows.
Не надо ему говорить, Бог, да,
you don't need to tell him.
Что он за этим гоняется? Он
плевал, Why is he chasing him? He's just spitting on you. And this is and this person just made one wrong step and he rejected him. Because God knew that God is going to chase him for 30 years and then he's going to fall in love with him. And this and the other one will not have any reaction for God. So this is not a surprise that you're here because in the spirit years ago you were here already.
Поколение Исавов.
So generation of Esau's who give up their positions and God says I hate it.
Почему?
Why?
Потому что он видел этот момент.
Because he saw that moment.
Ты родился первым в Израиле у евреев.
The first one among Jews.
Глазах людей.
Nothing was more important in eyes of people and priests and God. The whole Bible is built up on the firstborn.
Дорогие, я сейчас не хочу касаться этой темы.
I'm not gonna touch the topic.
Я вам честно скажу. Пришел Исаушка. Подустал.
But Esau came. He was really tired. And he just wanted to eat. He was so hungry.
Знаете, почему Иаков сказал, поклянись? Он поклялся. И вы знаете, поднимается другое поколение параллельно.
Another generation is raising up.
Поколение Иаковов, которые не были предназначены, но из-за своего голода и жажды они входят
of their hunger,
в то, что кто-то enter into whatever
the other one is throwing away. So God already hated one and loved the other one. It's a process. Just be in what God meant for you to be.
So Genesis 25, 39. 25-29, извиняюсь. Бытие 25-29. Однажды Исав пришел домой с охоты, усталый, обессилевший от голода. Иаков в это время готовил чечевичную похлебку. Кто-нибудь здесь знает, что это такое? Ладно. Короче, я так скажу, это не буфет. Это не какой-то
Jacob was boiling porridge, led us to one day when Esau came from the field and was faint with hunger.
Иаков в это время готовил чечевичную похлебку и сказал Исаву Иакову,
and Esau
я обессилел
Jacob,
от голода,
I
дай
beg
мне
of you, let me have some
этих
of that red lentils stew to eat, for I am faint
потому
and finished.
Потому и дали ему прозвище Едом. Едом
that is why his name was Edom, red.
31 стих. Но Иаков ответил, продай
Jacob
мне
answered,
твое право
then sell me today your birthright, the rights of the firstborn.
Ничего нельзя брату юшку дать.
Can't you just share with the stew?
Все правильно. Все логично. Как же это? Какой дом? Какой-то дом.
а он мне что даст? Смотри, сделка была довольно-таки уникальная. Я кого-то хотел продать мне твое право первородства.
He said, sell me the right to be the right of the firstborn. And 32nd, Esau said, see here, I am the point of death. What good can this birthright do to me? Have you seen a man who was hungry and he died?
Вот он весь день не ел, охотился.
He hasn't eaten whole day. He was hunting and then he came and he died.
Это брехня.
This is a lie.
Я не верю.
I don't believe.
Я понимаю, что он был сильно голодный. I understand he was too hungry. Что-то там тянуло, там жажда была, там голод страшный.
I understand he was hungry and thirsty, but he wasn't dying.
Okay. Голова же работала.
His brain was working.
Я умру,
said, I'm dying from hunger.
Я отдам тебе мою долю.
I will give you my birthright.
Сказал Исав. 33 стих. Но Иаков сказал,
сперва поклянись, swear to me today that you are selling it to me.
Ты меня так просто не отмажешься. Исав поклялся Иакову.
And he swore to Jacob and sold him his birthright.
Их отца. 34 стих. И тогда Иаков дал Исаву еды и хлеба.
Then Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils. And he ate and drank and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau scorned his birthright and beneath his notice. Can you imagine? People walking with a dream, they just give up for the first.
Он должен знать, что он сказал. Он ему сказал, я умру, прежде чем я отдам тебе самую
важную вещь.
А у нас поколение Исава. За первую выгодную сделку мы отдаем. Вспомните Анну.
Remember Anna. I'm gonna finish up.
Она думала, что хочет ребенка, и не понимала, что сейчас она сражается за человека, который должен вести Израиль.
She's fighting for the person who's gonna lead
Israel. Ей все говорили, Финана говорила, расслабься, играй с ней.
Idol worship.
Ему
Everybody said,
говорил,
Anna, just relax.
Не переживай, Анна.
And her husband said, Anna, just don't worry. You're beautiful. I love you.
Ну, я ли не круче 10 сыновей?
Am I not better for 10 children for you?
Даже у него с головой непорядок.
Even he,
ну, в любом случае, что ей не доставало? Ну, нормально все. Дыши себе ровно. And, смотри.
And she, and
но она
вынашивала
мечту. Она воевала за воздух.
What do,
она
what else
умирала
you need?
За воздух.
You have,
и она получила мечту.
Дорогие,
я прошу вас, переосмотрите. Прямо
so
сейчас
I'm
переосмотрите
just
своего
right
Бога.
Now,
вы даже не представляете, что это уже совершено. И Бог ждет того, что
это.
Говорит, сын, дочь, когда ты войдешь в то, кто
God
ты уже
says, when you enter in what you already are,
я хочу задать тебе вопрос, за что ты сейчас сражаешься? Тебе кажется, что ты отстаиваешь ночную молитву,
right
которую не хотят братья? А оказывается, ты отстаиваешь свой город и движение Святого Духа.
Maybe
тебе кажется, что,
это
религиозная мафия хочет закрыть твою маленькую домашнюю группу? Нет, это дьявол
kind of
видит этот зародыш и бросает все силы, чтобы уничтожить тебя. Тогда просто задай вопрос. Если бы это было просто заблуждение, тогда почему против тебя и меня вышло все? Почему тебя и меня закрывают все? Почему тебя и меня знают все, ненавидят все и пытаются закрыть и зашить? Объясни мне, если это ничего. Ничего никто не знает. Против ничего. Ты когда-нибудь сражаешься
Nobody
сейчас с какой-то церковью,
nothing.
Которая вот заблуждается? Ты даже не знаешь.
Do you ever fight with church who is in heresy?
Это глубина. Я буду сражаться с заблуждением церкви. Там, какая?
I'm gonna fight with church who is in heresy.
Успокойся.
Just relax.
Никто не сражается против
nobody,
того, что не работает и не нужно.
That nobody fights something
того,
that doesn't work.
Что кто предоставляет реальную опасность.
So somebody fights someone who brings real danger.
Я честно скажу, я не знал, что я отстаивал в 93-м году на том братском совете.
I didn't know what I was standing up for in year 93.
Сидели три пророка.
In the church with those deacons.
Лидер молодежи.
There was a pastor, there was some youth leaders, some deacons.
Больше нет.
And all of them, like eight people, they're trying to prove
все,
me
делаю,
that whatever
все,
I'm doing,
дома,
whatever happens
молитва, чудеса,
in my home
видение,
group, my miracles,
ангелов,
healings, angels' visitations,
это все это все
it's all heresy and
внутри
it's all satanic. And something
это
inside
то,
me was just screaming. That's
сам.
What I was
все
looking
люди,
for. That's what I was thirsty for.
Представляете, не просто мне говорили кто-то, кого я не
all
любил,
people who
мне
I used to respect and who I used to look up to.
Вот где был ребус церкви.
That's
вот
where the whole secret.
Ребус. Мне сказали, что я в заблуждении.
They told me
это от дьявола.
I was heretic. I was in heresy.
Все пророки, три пророка, проверенные их называли. Знаете, да? Категория проверенные. Проверенные доказывали, что это дьявол, это не от Бога.
And they said that it was devil.
Пацан, And I was just a 18-year teenager. And I was screaming, if it, this is not God, then what it is?
I was женщин,
standing there up among those grown-up deacons and women and men. They all knew the Bible, and I just encountered God. I was so fresh, and everything was screaming inside of me, because I saw what God was showing me. He showed me those crowds. Maybe it's not happening now, but I know in the process it's going to be there. My mom knows who I'm talking about. I'm not going to give you all details.
Я думал, что я отстаиваю свою, знаете, я думал тогда, что я отстаиваю своё мнение.
I thought I was just standing up my own opinion.
Имею своё мнение, не дам никому покуситься на моё мнение. Имею своё, что-то
не навязываю. I have like very high temper.
Имею своё, я буду иметь своё.
I have my own opinion and I thought that's what I was standing up for.
Я не знал тогда, что я отстаиваю движение.
I didn't know that I'm standing up for God's movement.
Я начинаю это видеть.
Right now I can only see it now.
Тогда
and that moment,
в 93-м году,
in 93,
я сделал решение идти за голосом Бога внутри моего сердца.
God in my heart.
Я представить себе не мог, что
and
тогда я сражался за свободу тысяч и тысяч людей.
I was fighting for thousands and thousands souls, for the freedom of thousands of souls. Sometimes I say this phrase.
Можно
that's how you know
твоего призвания.
Whoever attacks you, that's how you know the level of your calling, the level of your anointing. And the level of
увидел,
who is attacking you.
Что сидит 18-летний пацан,
and at that moment,
не
I was 18-year-old boy. I haven't had any position in church. And all those leaders, they gathered around me. And they were speaking to me like something small. So everything against went against me.
Вопрос.
So the question, if I'm nobody, just leave nobody to be nobody.
Почему против никто вышло все?
Why everybody went against nobody?
Вот сейчас на Америку, вот мексиканцы пойдут.
Right now, just imagine.
Ладно, мексиканцы, мексиканец.
Just imagine the Mexican is going to start fighting America.
С граблями. Так. Скажите мне, на мексиканца, вот он перелез через забор, да, вот он.
Tell me, that Mexican that climbed over the fence.
Я ничего против не имею.
I have nothing against the Mexicans.
Мексиканцы. И американцы, да. Ничего против не имею, против расы. Это просто шутка.
I have nothing against the race. But just imagine.
И вот он перелез через забор.
Just that Mexican, he went over the fence. And he said, I'm going to start
fighting you. Какая реакция сейчас у тебя? Вот такая реакция.
That's the same reaction that you have now. That's the same reaction is the government is going to have.
Нам надо мужик с кулаком просто и все.
Can you imagine the guy with his fist in air?
Вы понимаете, что когда
do you understand?
Что когда против тебя
when
вышло все?
When everything went against
you, понимаешь, что
you understand?
А тебе говорят, что ты с граблями вышел воевать?
People
ты понимаешь,
say,
не собирают пехоту, воздух, морфлот,
they understand that you don't gather air force, the marine force.
И все там по рации. А брось оружие.
Just to fight with nobody.
Я вас убью.
I'm gonna kill you all.
Поэтому запомни, когда so против тебя выходит все, в этом что-то
when
есть. Это говорит о том, что ты представляешь опасность глобально.
It says that you are a danger.
Часто не зная, что мы отстаиваем, мы сдаем.
Very often, not knowing what we're standing up for.
Он только что получил помазание, информацию свыше. Sorry, на это нельзя было не отреагировать. С Новым годом! Вы знаете, Руфь...
Do you know the Ruth?
Ставим роботов в покое. Руфь, она не понимала,
Ruth
почему
did not understand
она зубами
why
вцепилась в Наимин. Она не понимала.
Why she was clinging
но я уверен, если бы
сесть
поговорить с Руфью, жалко, что очень мало написано. Я уверен, она нам тебе сказала. Что-то внутри меня сказала.
Жизнь не оставит
эту личность.
Said, I'm not going to leave you.
Она бросила свой народ. Другими словами, все сказали.
Everybody thought she was crazy.
She lost her husband, and she just clinged to her mother-in-law.
But very soon,
she was one in genealogy of David,
and then later in genealogy of Jesus Christ. The woman who was not even supposed to be in Israel. What does it mean
when God shows you something, just
get hold of it with all you have?
Ты думаешь, что Бог всех поведет, и все скажут, подтвердят. И тогда хорошо, с вашего подтверждения.
Все придут и скажут, no, everybody's going to say you're crazy.
А ты скажешь, хорошо, с вашего подтверждения точно.
And you say, just by your confirmation, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Теперь это точно от Бога. Если бы все согласились, это не от Бога. Это должно быть настолько смешным, что Сара должна ржать.
That Sarah has to laugh.
И Авраам должен там...
And Abraham
Sarah,
has to laugh too.
Точно. Да она на руках ребенка не держала.
Sarah haven't even been holding baby in her arms for a long time.
И это Авраам не исключает и тебя из процесса. Другими словами, он тоже должен быть сделать шаг в веры. И осуществлять.
So Abraham has to make a step of faith too and fulfill whatever he is waiting for. So it doesn't matter which dream you received, make it come true.
Последняя история, я заканчиваю.
So the last story, and I'm finishing up.
Честно. Иас, царь Израиля. Скажите мне,
to ask the king of Israel,
если бы он был от Бога,
if he was from God,
скажите мне,
tell me,
знаете, почему Иас пришел
do you know
к Елисею, плакал
came to Elisha,
сказал,
and Elisha told him,
от Бога кое-что, ты победишь. Проблема Иаса была в том,
the problem
что он абсолютно
of Jeaz
не имел картины в Бога,
that he had
Бога
had
в его
picture
и
in
не
his mind,
знал в духе,
and he didn't know in his spirit what those arrows mean.
Перестаньте собираться. Я еще откровения не закончились.
Stop getting up yet. The revelation hasn't finished yet.
Иас
so Joaz,
пришел к Елисею. Слушай внимательно. Поешь ты свой винегрет и свою там...
So Elisha came to Joaz.
Селедку подшил. Если бы он знал,
if
то
he
есть,
knew,
если бы он видел,
if he saw,
он бы знал, что значит выстрелить.
He knew what those shooting the air mean.
Поэтому, когда Бог тебе что-то дает, Он хочет, чтобы ты это делал на полную. Бог говорит, ты победишь. Другими словами, пророк подтверждает.
So prophet
у тебя
is
то,
confirming.
Что должно быть уже в твоей голове.
So
ты говоришь, да, я победил. Другими
yes,
словами, когда он сказал
conqueror.
Ему, тест Бога пролетел, потому что он не видел.
Joaz
и поэтому Бог
the
говорит,
test of God because he did not see the picture of God of what God put in his mind. That's why God
позиция
told him later, you are not going to win because you haven't seen the picture. So position does not prove that you're
меч и стрелы не доказывают, что
the
ты победитель.
And arrows don't mean
все
that you're
это доказывает
winner.
Картина Бога
everything
в твоем сознании и духе. И когда Бог говорит, ты победитель, он должен был вести себя как победитель, а он вел себя как проигравший, поэтому он проиграл. Победитель будет бить
like
все, сломает лук и выбьет окно. То есть я так скажу, он сделает
so
все возможное, чтобы эта картина в нем. Поэтому,
the
когда тебе Бог говорит, сын,
дочь, mind,
я вижу, ты должен начать входить в это, то,
to what you see. You have to take position, make steps. Everybody's
going to
laugh around you. Even the Sarah, who is supposed to be part of it, she's going to laugh at you too. Everybody will laugh at you. So don't worry, but soon everything is going to straighten out and come together. Don't worry. Right now, it seems like my calling is in something great, but it's actually in small things. So come back to it. Come back to your dream. Right now, we're going to pray about it. The main question that God asking everybody, can you fight for dream like it's a reality? Let's get up. Can you fight for the dream as it is a reality? Would you want
to
fight for the dream as for the reality.
Я призываю вас всех сейчас. Мы заканчиваем этот год. Я
специально
просто молился, говорю, Бог, дай мне тему,
которую мы будем
переходить.
So, my dear ones, just remember, I don't preach until I see the preaching that already changed people and transformed people.
My sermon on the pages.
Do you know, before I came here, I already saw you receiving this revelation. I live for the long time by what God showed me a long time ago. And I know that you received it. I just bring this to you. So remember, you're already supposed to receive it.
Я свожу вот этот мираж с реальностью духовной Бога.
I connect this mirage with the reality of God. I make him come together. So tell him, God, Father, I'm stopping playing spiritual games.
Я прошу тебя, Отец.
I'm asking you, Father, you already did everything that was depending on you. Just ask him to show the picture. Because this is your life, this is you. And if you don't see who you are, there's no you in the spirit. You don't exist in the spirit realm. You don't exist in the spirit realm. This is why you have to see yourself, to hear God who proclaimed your name. Just tell him, God, I submit to what you showed me. And right now I know if you're spiritual and you created something in the spirit, it already exists because Alpha and Omega, and I'm already seated with you in heaven because your kingdom is inside of me, and I'm starting acting as I saw. My calling. I'm entering my calling. I'm entering into what you showed me. I don't care about people's opinions. I don't care how my friends look at me. I don't care how families look at me.